Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's Dire Straits bringing us back. That's Mark Knopfler on guitar. 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Bob Prosen, the author of Kiss Theory Goodbye, the president and CEO of the Prosen Center for Business Advancement. We're talking about his program, Profit Producing Culture, PPC. It's got it's about the brilliant people, precision process, and equals unparalleled profits. And we were going down through a few of the key elements of that process, of building that culture. And Bob, I like the way you're using the word culture, because this is something that I'm talking about more and more to folks, is what does your company stand for? What does it look like? If you were trying to describe what are the building blocks of your company, you know, what is the culture? What kind of a culture does it have? Do you have a profitable culture? Do you have I've been talking to some of my folks about what I call the callback culture, which is a way of how you know way of getting back in front of customers in the right way, that in the way that people will let you today. So I'm glad you're using that term. I want to go down to another one of your elements in this last segment of your product producing culture program, the fearless leaders. Now, because I want you to speak directly to my small business CEOs out there. Go ahead.
All right, so we're talking about fearless leadership, and you care about people at the same time. How important is that?
I actually think if you really are a leader, you don't have to say care about people, because it's part of the deal.
I know, but you know, I got to point it out to a lot of people.
I know, it's sad, but go ahead.
So, all right, so here are the components of this. One, you're the leader. You better have relentless pursuit of vision. Where are you taking this company? And guess what? You better be able to derive results, too. You can't just be a thinker. You got to make sure that things actually get done. You've got to execute. Then I want you to live the leader's role. And you remember I just said that. And that's to ensure everybody on your team wins. Spend your time, third component, spend your time on the things that matter most, not the stuff that's sexy and fun and you enjoy. The things that matter most. If you want your business to make a ton of money, and I don't know about you, Jim, but I think making a lot of money in business is a good thing.
It's a good thing. You can do a lot of good things with that money, not only for yourself, but for others.
Yeah, but it gives you a lot of choices.
Yep.
When there's a problem, jump in. Jump in. Get it solved, and then teach your people how to solve it next time or prevent it so you're not doing the same thing time and time again. And then here's a good one. Remember, we're talking about fearless and caring leaders. Always do what's right for your company. If there's ever a choice, and sometimes we're put there, Jim, where we wonder, is it right for the employee or right for the company?
Mm-hmm.
Always default to what's right for the company.
Well, I've seen people lose their company because they did only what was right for the employees. They ultimately rode the company down.
It sounds mean, it sounds like
the opposite of what you said in the beginning, but it's not. If the company can't be strong, no employees can be helped.
That's exactly right. What do you think about this one? As the leader, you're responsible to your people, not for them.
I agree with that.
I mean, we're responsible to help them. We're responsible to support them, to train them, to give them the tools that they need. But at the end of the day, Jim, our employees are responsible for delivering results.
Right, that's right. But the thing is they will only do that if they have a leader, somebody they can respect. I love Napoleon is alleged to have said. He said, a soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored ribbon. An idea of the esprit de corps, the values of a leader. But I want to come back quickly. I've only got about a minute or so. One of the things that you touched on, and we talked about it in the last segment a little bit, the delegating thing. If have the courage, you talked about being fearless, have the courage to fire yourself from a job that you don't have to do anymore. Give it to somebody else. Have the courage to fire yourself from that job every so often, every month, every year, whenever, and to take on something that you don't know how to do yet and that nobody else can do yet.
I love that idea. And if you'll focus on what's known as the significant few and not the important many, delegate the important many.
Mm-hmm.
You need to use your skills on the few things that really drive your business.
Yep.
So delegate. And the best way to delegate, folks, is first find a competent person.
Right. You got it. That comes back to the, what you said earlier. You got to find the right people. You can't have brilliant employees, people, if you don't if you don't hire brilliant people. Hey, Bob, give us that website again, please, one more time.
Bob Prosen, PROSEN.com.
Bob, we always get smarter when you join us. Thanks for being here. Good job.
My pleasure, Jim.
Come back soon. Bob Prosen, ladies and gentlemen. BobProsen.com is the website. Check it out. The book is called Kiss Theory Goodbye. It's outstanding. It's won awards. It's a very important book. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.